Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Can I just quickly do a quick request of both of you?
Sure.
It's real simple. Simple little request.
Yeah?
Stop saying bet.
No, I'm not going to do that. Nope.
You could both stop saying bet.
I'm not going to do that. Bet. I texted you that last night.
Yeah, you've texted it. Josh has texted it. I've heard you say it a few times.
I just said it to you when I walked
in. I got to go get my blanket. How much time? I go, 2 minutes. Oh, bet. Stop.
You hate it.
No.
That's why I keep doing it, too.
You're both too old to be saying that.
No, I'm not.
This is a middle school thing. No. I heard my daughter's friend say it yesterday. She's 10.
No, they're copying us.
And you've blown way past that.
I know, but still, like, this is the word we can say.
No.
There's a lot of things we can't get away with.
No.
Skibbity's one.
No. One, it sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't.
Bet is stupid.
No, I love it because I think it's perfect.
And
I
then to hear you say it. Oh, bet. What do we bet what?
You know my favorite part is when I said bet and then I texted you all the little emojis with sunglasses next to it like bet.
You did. You texted me.
You were just going bet.
I don't even remember what that text was in regards to, but yeah.
You told me to post
something. Oh, yeah. You posted. Like, you made something. I said post it. Yeah. I love it. And you go, okay, bet.
And then you did not respond.
I didn't respond. I'm not even going to acknowledge that.
Kind of with Jared on this one.
Because it's a middle school thing. Josh, you do it too.
No, I know. I think it needs to stop.
Josh has to stop.
I think it needs to stop.
Both are too old to say bet. Have you ever heard me say bet?
No.
No, not once.
But that's my...
Because I know it's stupid.
That's my favorite slang I'm using right now because it gets that response from everybody. I've said it to grown-ups in the station
here. It's not a good response, Katie.
Like salespeople, they'll say something to me. I'll be like, oh, bet.
Because you know they're going...
stare at me.
They're going back to their desk and like, Katie's a jackass.
She's a grown woman. Why is she saying that?
She's a grown woman who's a mom. Mom, stop saying bet. And everyone over 15, stop saying bet.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Like, how old is she?
I don't even know. What's the origin of that? I don't even
know.
She's
10, this little girl that I hang out with sometimes.
What?
And she says bet a lot.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a 10-year-old thing. My daughter's friend yesterday was standing in the kitchen. And she's like, have a piece of your Easter candy? And my daughter was like, sure. She goes, okay, bet. I go, thank you instead.
I like
All
it.
You have to say is thank you.
I'm probably still
anyway,
going to keep
saying bet.
I'm still going to keep saying bet.
You have
bet,
blown way past
fine.
The age of
it's
saying bet. And then speaking of your age, you wandered in this morning. You're like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
I know.
You sound
you.
A lot like my wife, actually.
I know. Well, it's just this... time for women, when you go through this part of your life, it's like certain things happen and you don't know they were supposed to happen. And I just came across this thing that says if your coffee smells like tuna and you can't remember anything and you're exhausted all the time. And I'm like, what? That's supposed to happen to me? What? And I told you the one thing that's really been hitting me lately as, you know, everybody can relate to this, I feel. When I was younger and I used to wait tables, right? I used to take orders of a 20 top, so 20 people sitting at a table, and I would not write any of them down, and I could remember exactly what everybody wanted, how they want their steak cooked. I'd bring it back and I'd set everybody's stuff in front of them, and it was almost like a party trick for me, right? Like, it impressed people that I could take an entire 20 person order and
that
not
is
write
very
any
impressive
of it
actually
down. And I could do it
for generally
years.
Some of those people, those waiters and waitresses, screw up something
and they write it down and they still screw it up, you know. But I remember all the books of the Bible. Like, my memory has been a strong point of mine my entire life. And again, it's a flex of mine that I've had, and I like it. But as I get older, that's something that's starting to go away. And
she walked in this morning. She's like, what's up, Mark?
I know.
I'm like, what? Who?
Who are you talking to right now?
No, it's Jeremy.
The things that you forget are just completely... just you don't. I guess that's how forgetting
thing.
Works.
You're getting that perimenopause.
That's how forgetting works. Is you don't
it is.
See it coming.
Good job. Yeah, my wife is definitely dealing with this. It's starting. There's something there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think she's talked multiple times about her memory. It's just kind of she's just off.
Yeah.
She's just generally off. And yesterday she was trying to write things down and figure out schedules for the summer and da 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 da. And I was just sitting there listening to her because we've got kind of like back-to-back desks in our office. And she was behind me while I was at my desk. She's like, come on, Nicole. What are you doing, Nicole?
Yeah.
Think, Nicole. Think. Ugh. Think. Like she's doing all this self-talk.
Yes.
I was like, you okay back there? She's like, I can't remember anything anymore.
Ugh. And I feel that so much. Like, it's almost like we're getting angry at ourselves because we're so used to getting it done and
it's
winning and just being awesome, right? And I'm sure Nicole is very much like that. Like, Nicole, to me, feels like she runs your family. Like,
well,
she gets it done, right?
Yes.
And so for her, I imagine that it's like a step back. It is. It's like, God, why can't I do this? What is wrong with me? What happened to me that I'm not the Katie I was a couple years ago? And
yeah.
So that's what you really fight with yourself a little
and
bit.
And her job, like, is very detail oriented too.
Oh.
So she's like, I got to like extra focus on what I'm doing.
Well, we have like, I have certain things I need to do every day. And every once in a while, I forget to do that thing. And I'm like, oh, I get mad at myself because I don't forget things, or at least I didn't up until a couple months ago. And so it is. And then the smelling things, because they say that you'll smell things out of nowhere. Again, the coffee that smells like tuna, or you yourself smells bad. Like, all of a sudden you get a whiff of something and you think it's you.
Oh my God, is that me?
No, this is part of it. Smelling phantom smells wherever you go. And so it's just, it's like, you think you're going crazy. And I think that, like, for you to be supportive of Knick Knack is to just be like, you're amazing. You're still awesome. You're still just killing it. You're killing it, Knick Knack.
I probably should be better about that.
You should be like, bet. You're killing
bet.
It.
No, I'm not
bet.
Saying that. I generally just poke fun.
I stop doing that. That's not helping.
And
that
you are so right
helping.
When it comes to her running the household. Like, it's great because every day when I wake up in the morning, I have calendar invites because she stays up a little later than me and just lays out the schedule. Like today, I woke up to two more calendar invites of things going on, and she runs a tight ship. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, and when that starts to go
away, I was
away,
looking at a few of these, a few double bookings I saw, wrong months and things like that.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I'll figure
You're
it out.
You're double booked, okay? Deal with it.
We were just talking briefly about how my wife is essentially the keeper of the schedule in our house, and I love her for that. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, because she just keeps us all in line and on track.
Well, yeah.
And then Katie was saying there's actually like a term for that?
Yeah, it's called man-keeping. And the term, this is its definition, the unpaid social and emotional labor of managing a male partner's relationships, plans, and feelings. And when
because we're so dumb, we can't do anything by ourselves.
Here's the thing, like, so the story
I'm so
that
confused.
The story that they attached to this article was a woman and a man who were retiring, right? And the man was an introvert, and so he didn't have many friends, and so he relied on his wife to set up plans with other husbands. So he started playing pickleball with other husbands, but she had to initiate that. She had to get them to go on a meeting. And now he has three new friends that he hangs out with all the times, but he wouldn't have done that on his own.
It's
so true. And the behavior's been around for a long time, right? This isn't new. It's just the term that they attach to it that's made it all trendy and stuff like that.
It happens a lot, too. I talked about this on the air when it happened, when you have kids.
Oh, yes.
And, you're like, I'm fine with my three friends. Actually, one friend now that I've had from high school. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I don't need any more friends. And then Nicole started hanging out with the mom groups. Okay. Then she came home. She's like, hey, I think you'd like so-and-so's dad.
Yeah.
Like, let me introduce you sometime. And, I was like, no, I don't want no more dudes. I'm good. I'm set in my ways. And now, like, two or three of my good friends are because Knick Knack set up dad dates, essentially, with the mom group.
Well, and it goes even further from there. I mean, your appointments that you have. Like, you just said she sent you a bunch of calendar invites.
Everything.
You didn't do that. She did all of that. And that's what they said. Like, when she's the one who remembers everyone's birthdays, keep your friendships alive, interprets your moods so as to tell the children, dad's a little under the weather today.
She's like, dad's tired. Everybody be quiet.
Exactly. And they're saying, like, the reason it's becoming trendy is because they're saying women are getting burned out because of this.
Well, I know she's burned out.
You know, and so it's like, if you're seeing this in your relationship, maybe, give a little love your wife's way and be like, hey, I appreciate all the extra calendar invites that you're creating. And you know what I mean? Keeping everybody. You just went through the whole Easter thing. I bet you Knick Knack did a lot of that.
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Well, thank you. You know, that's really big of you to admit that she just did all of it, you know? So maybe keep that in mind.
She's great at all that.
Do something special.
That's one of her superpowers. I'm not going to deny
Knick Knack. Well, it's all of our superpowers.
And before everybody writes in, well, yes, it is. Most of you.
Yeah.
I do a lot around the house too. So there's a balance.
And there is that.
I just finished the basement for
funny,
the family.
With
my own two hands.
In this article that, again, the thing that was highlighted was the people who were tiring. The woman says, in the grand scheme of things, while it's frustrating, it isn't a deal breaker because he's supportive in other ways and handles other responsibilities that I'd rather not tackle.
Correct.
So it's a trade-off. But this, I think the thing that really is overwhelming is having to deal with everybody's well-being.
No, and it's true. I completely agree.
Know,
and she does handle a ton.
It's one
a
thing for you
do.
To deal with tasks throughout the day, but when you're dealing with
the day-to-day everything.
And people's emotions. Like, who do they come to when they're feeling sad and feeling
it's
down?
Mom.
They go to mom.
You know how many times she's looked at me and said, if I die, like, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
You better hire somebody.
Which is always a weird conversation when she, out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, but
she comes at me. She's like, if I were to die.
I'm sure it, like, it's heavy or at least weighs on her mind a
and
little.
And I'm like, is that soon?
I'm
not getting
you
any
know?
Younger. And, like, I got to, never mind.
Do you have some backups?
I mean, yeah.
Your A and B? Listen, they ain't gonna handle that schedule like knickknack though.
Damn straight,
they
Katie.
Know she's the.
Gonna hold on tight to this one.
You better
take your vitamins, honey.